Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy ride with a little dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're tackling something near and dear to my heart, creating that elusive work-life balance. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing after dinner, you're mentally checking off to-do lists while you're supposed to be relaxing, and the line between work time and me time has officially blurred into a messy watercolor painting? Yeah, we've all been there. But don't worry, friends. This isn't just another episode about generic self-care tips, though those are great too. We're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of finding that sweet spot where our work fuels us without consuming us. Because remember, a life truly lived is one where you have energy and passion for both your professional pursuits and everything outside the office walls. So, let's get real. 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundaries, reclaim your time, and create that healthy work-life balance we all crave. First out, define what balance actually means for you. It's not about splitting your time perfectly 50/50 between work and leisure. It's about feeling energized and fulfilled in both realms. Maybe it's dedicating a specific amount of time each day for personal projects, scheduling regular me time activities like reading or hiking, or simply making conscious choices to disconnect from work after a certain hour. Second, become a master of your calendar. This isn't just about scheduling meetings and deadlines, it's about proactively blocking out time for yourself for exercise, hobbies, family dinners, even that guilt-free Netflix binge. Treat these appointments with the same seriousness you would any work commitment. Number 3. Learn to say no gracefully. I know, easier said than done. But remember, saying no to some things often means saying yes to what truly matters. It's about protecting your time and energy for the things that align with your values and goals. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully committed right now can be surprisingly powerful. Next up, set clear expectations at work. Don't be afraid to communicate your boundaries to your colleagues and supervisors. Let them know when you're available and when you need dedicated time for personal pursuits. You might even suggest specific times for checking emails or responding to messages outside of work hours. Remember, open communication is key. And finally, don't forget the power of mindfulness. Take those moments throughout your day to check in with yourself. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Stressed? If so, step away from whatever task is causing you anxiety and take a few deep breaths. Go for a short walk, listen to your favorite song, or simply close your eyes and focus on the present moment. These small pauses can make a huge difference in keeping you grounded and balanced throughout the day. Speaking of grounding yourself, picture this. It's Friday afternoon. Your boss emails with an urgent request, but you've already planned that dinner date you've been looking forward to all week. You could either scramble to finish the task, sacrificing your precious evening, or you remember those boundaries you set. You politely reply, "I'm happy to tackle this first thing Monday morning, so I can fully enjoy my evening plans tonight." See? Saying no feels good. So, there you have it, 5 powerful stoic tools to help you create that healthy work-life balance. Remember, friends, life isn't a race, it's a marathon. And the key to running that marathon with grace and energy is by finding that sweet spot where your passions and priorities align. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for maintaining that work-life balance? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.